This is KUT. Now that each party has a presumptive presidential nominee, fundraising for the November election has kicked into high gear. That's why it's not surprising Republican Donald Trump will be in Texas this week for three fundraising events in Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio. The Lone Star State has always been a reliable ATM for the GOP, but strategists say Trump has a lot to make up for with Republicans here, and that includes donors. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
If you ask Republican strategists, Texas is still in the bag for them this election. They don't worry about winning in November. In fact, Brendan Steinhauser, a strategist who's helped a lot of Texas Republicans win statewide races here, doesn't see Trump coming here a lot to fight for votes.
So I think that he's going to come in, raise money. He'll create a little bit of a splash. I'm sure he'll say something controversial and get some headlines that make all of our jobs a little more difficult. But, you know, if they're smart, they're going to focus on Ohio and Florida.
You know, same old, same old. But Steinhauser and another GOP strategist here, Matt Makowiak, say the Texas fundraising ATM isn't going to spit out money as easily for Trump as it has for other Republican presidential candidates.
Yeah, I do think a lot of the Republican donors that he's meeting with and raising money from in the next few days are folks that do not share a lot of his positions as stated, whether it's on race, immigration, the border wall.
And the donor class, I think, has been revulsed by the comments he made in the last couple of days about this Hispanic judge. So I don't think he's going to raise as much money in Texas as he could.
If you missed that, Makowiak is so frustrated by the situation that he kind of made up a word, revulsed, as in repulsed and revolted all at once. And here's where Steinhauser and Makowiak's frustration comes from. The state's Republican donors might be less inclined to fork over cash this year because they've spent so much investing in the long-term viability of the party, you know, growing the Republican Party in Texas, doing things like appealing to Hispanic voters, everything Trump has not been doing. Makowiak says this all may seem like small potatoes in the scheme of things, but for the party, it's a big deal.
I don't think Trump looks at Texas as critical. You know, he's going to win Texas almost no matter what. Hillary's not even really going to contest it or spend money here. So politically, Texas doesn't matter in the presidential election, but financially, it matters to a great extent.
Like a lot of Republicans, both Makowiak and Steinhauser hope Trump eases off things like personal tax on Hispanics and focuses more on policy. But they say it's hard to predict what he'll do since he hasn't really followed a careful strategy so far. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.